When they looked further, there were clear signs that the fish had been killed by a volcanic eruption. But then the evidence became more confusing. When Oliver's team looked on land, they found nothing. No sign of an extinction event affecting the dinosaurs. Whatever had killed the fish and caused the mass extinction in the oceans, it hadn't affected life on land. That meant dinosaur evolution couldn't have been kick-started by a mass extinction. That theory was wrong. It meant scientists would have to find something else. Something equally connected to the breakup of the supercontinent, and powerful enough to have transformed the evolution of the dinosaurs. So they turned to another theory. Climate change.